Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Long Shots. Here's Wes Reynolds.
Welcome in. It's Long Shots Around the World edition with Wes Reynolds and myself, Kelly Bidlin. Matt Brown off for the week, so it was just going to be me and Wes. I'm going to give you first the weekly schedule for Long Shots. As you've noticed, we've been doing more and more of the podcast. Last week we did start kind of our new schedule of Around the World. And just so everybody, if you're looking for it in your podcast feeds, Around the World will always come out on Tuesdays, usually a little bit later on Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening. And then Wednesday morning is when you'll have your regular PGA Tour event Long Shots. And then we started last week doing a later Wednesday one. We won't be doing that this week, but I promise you guys, we will be back next week with those. We're going to keep trying to do those for you guys. I know there was some positive reception to that. Wes, I know you didn't do that one with us last week, but just a lot of people following up saying, hey, this is great. Like, we loved, love kind of knowing how you guys finish off your betting cards and thoughts after what you hear from us on Tuesday. So we'll keep doing those every Wednesday. Wes, how you been, buddy?
I've been all right, Kelly. How about yourself, sir?
Pretty good, man. All right, so we're going around the world this week to India. The Hero Indian Open. Okay, here's the odds board for you. Rasmus Højgaard, your short shot at 14-1. Jordan Smith, 18-1. Ewan Ferguson, 18-1. Yannick Paul, 22-1. Richard Mansell, 22-1. Bernd Wiesberger, 22-1. And Iribon Lahiri, 22-1. Alex Patrick, 22-1. Eventually, I was going to stop talking when the odds changed, but there's a lot of guys at 22-1. Sebastian Soderbergh and everybody else at 25-1. And longer over at DraftKings Sportsbook right now. Wes, tee it up, baby. What are we looking at this week?
Yeah, and just to briefly recap last week, Jesper Svensson from Sweden earns his first DP World Tour win. He came off the Challenge Tour last fall. He already had two runner-ups this season at the South African Open Championship and at Bahrain. And this past weekend, broke through for his first DP World Tour victory, 70-1. Playoff against Kiradek Afi Barnrad, who made a long eagle at 18 to get into a playoff. Svensson shot 63, Afi Barnrad 64 in the final round. Svensson shot that 63, by the way, and had three bogeys, but that's what you can make up for that when you have two eagles. And then one on the third playoff hole, they were playing the par 5 18th over and over again, because if you're watching this in the wee hours Saturday night into Sunday morning, which I was, because I was trading out of a couple guys that I had in the mix there, and they keep playing this par 5 over and over again. I'm like, oh my God, this playoff's going to last forever. But Svensson won on the third playoff hole. So not in the field this week. Afi Barnrad is at about 40-1, trying to rebound from that runner-up. But as you mentioned, the DP World Tour, it stays in Asia, heads to New Delhi for the Hero Indian Open. This is co-sanctioned with the PGTI. That's the Professional Golf Tour of India. And you, of course, ran down the odds board there. In terms of the course, By the way, it made the return last year. That this event actually got canceled 3 years in a row due to COVID-19 concerns over there in India. So it's now under DP World Tour and Professional Golf Tour of India auspices. It used to be with the Asian Tour as well, but we mentioned that last week. The Asian Tour kind of sided with LIV Golf in this whole deal. So now these events are moving around different sanctioning bodies and whatnot. But the track that's playing host this week is a designed by Gary Player. It's called the DLF Golf and Country Club, which has played host to this event since 2017. Par 72, about a little over 7,400 yards. A lot of undulation, very narrow fairways too, and thick rough. It's actually one of the tougher courses in all of Asia. Only 24 players finished under par here last year. So you have to have accuracy. You've got to embrace the grind. Look, there's guys that get frustrated with this thing and withdraw, you know, and not due to injury. It's just they don't want to play anymore because these fairways are really narrow. You get water on six different holes. From the par 3 fifth, which is to an island green. The front nine is called the Lake Nine, and the back nine is called the Quarry Nine, which is the longer of the two nines on this one. And that's where you get a lot of the elevation on the back nine, but it's Bermuda grass throughout.
Let me guess, it's built around or out of a quarry?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Nailed it. My contribution for the week.
Yeah, this is a difficult course, though, and some guys don't like it, and some guys do. A guy who liked it last year, Marcel Seam, won this by one over Matt Wallace. Wallace, by the way, is in the field this week at the Houston Open, which we'll get to in a later episode of Long Shots. But Marcel Seam won this last year, 14 under at 33-1. A lot of the winning scores here have been just around 10, 11, 12 under par. So, you know, this is not a place where you shoot 20-25 under here, so you got to embrace the grind, so you do get a little difficulty this week.
All right, great course breakdown, Wes. Reminder, you can always get all of Wes's course breakdowns for the PGA Tour, for the DP World Tour, or the LIV, you know, depending if he's betting it that week or if there's an event going on. All of that over at VSiN.com, along with all of our picks and plays for all of the golf tournaments that we are betting. Wes, speaking of which, let's get to your bets. What are we betting this week?
Yeah, we're going to start off with Bernd Wiesberger at 22-1. Of course, I've chanced him like once or twice already this year. He hasn't really contended for a win, but is back on the DP World Tour full-time, did not have his contract with LIV renewed. So this is a guy that's an eight-time DP World Tour winner who is, you know, at one point knocking on the top 20 of the world. He's made all four cuts so far this year. T16 at Singapore last week after a six-week break. Remember, he did not go to Bahrain or go to Qatar or even the South African swing, so he did have 6 weeks off. But decent play in there. He was actually in the top 10 for a while on Sunday or Saturday overnight, depending on where you were in the States. But this is a guy, he's second in greens in regulation. He's third for strokes gained around the green, third for strokes gained tee to green, which I think is a profile it's going to fit right in here at a narrow and tight course like DLF. So Bernd Wiesberger, 22-1. Shubhankar Sharma, 28-1, who was in the mix actually last week for victory. Fell off a little bit, ended up T7. Very accurate off the tee. 13th for accuracy, 13th for strokes gained putting. He is, of course, from India, so he would love nothing more than to win his national open this week. And then if you want to talk about out-driving accuracy, nobody better in the category on the DP World Tour than Adrian Otegi, the Spaniard at 35-1. The irons kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start this year, but I think he found something in Kenya 3 weeks ago, or three starts ago, I should say. Mm-hmm. Ranked 11th, ended up finishing fourth in the tournament, 10th in his only visit here back in 2019. And then a guy that's been playing more on the PGA Tour and kind of been struggling, but now he's back on the DP World Tour for some starts. You know, still can play both tours, but I don't think has the full exemption on the PGA Tour. Austrian Matthias Schwab, 60-1. 5th and 18th here in his only two visits in 2018 and 2019. 5th for greens and regulation, 14th in driving accuracy. So Schwab at 60-1. And then a guy that's already won on the tour this year, Darius van Driel at 70-1. The Dutchman won in Kenya actually last month for his first DP World Tour victory. If you look, I usually don't like to take guys necessarily that haven't won so close to their first win, but I did it here because I just looked at the stats. Top 10 on the DP World Tour in strokes gained approach, strokes gained tee to green, strokes gained around the green, top 15 in driving accuracy, top 15 in greens and regulation. So
that's pretty good.
He certainly has the stat profile for a guy at 70-1. It's like, okay, I'll take a shot and see what he does. And then two players from India here. I went with some longer bombs here. How about this one? Rahil Gangji at 120-1. He's got 3 wins as a pro, but has never won in his homeland of India. But he's come close this year. I was just looking at his form, and look, this guy could miss the cut badly when he's this big of a price. He was runner-up last week in the Kolkata Challenge on the PGTI, that is the Professional Golf Tour of India, with a runner-up. He's had 3 runner-ups since the final week of 2023 and also had a third on that Professional Golf Tour of India. So I thought, you know what? The guy's got pretty good form, and he's a big prize. And, you know, he's 46 years old and a fixture on the Golf Tour of India, like I was mentioning. But I was like, there's worse longer shots here. Sure. So 120 to 1 here. And then speaking of
his
long
finishes
one.
Sound like my PGA Tour bets.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it does, because we've had a few runner-ups this
second,
year.
Second, third.
Not last week for me. I basically had the whole damn field, I bet, missed a cut. So hopefully we get that right. And when we get to the Houston Open portion of long shots. And then another long shot player from India, Manu Gandas, 300 to 1. He is a regular on that tour. He was runner-up, actually, on this course in 2022 for an event that's called the Grant Thornton Invitational, which is on the Professional Golf Tour of India. Won earlier this year, actually, on that same tour. He's won 8 times in 4 years, and actually in about 3.5 seasons. So, you know what? These guys, and these would be guys, if you have each-way betting, that could be maybe good, like each way bets. We don't obviously have that readily available in the States, but if you have each way betting, or maybe the way to do that is bet like a top 10 or a top 20 if you don't want to go off the bomb. And obviously with these bombs, you're going smaller increments on your normal bets. But I thought these two Indian players, I was like, you know what? And read more about them, I was like, these are guys that could be on that first page of the leaderboard and then maybe just get nipped at the end by kind of a more class player. But I could see these guys, you know, maybe top 10, top 20, certainly. It's like, oh, who are these guys? I've never heard of these guys. It's like, I've heard of Bernd Wiesberger. I've heard of Anirban Lahiri. I've heard of Jost Lauten and these guys, but not these Professional Golf Tour of India guys.
Yeah, outside. So what in the States, we do have what? Bet365, and I believe Bet Rivers are doing each way betting. So, yeah, definitely some options for you there. You would hear us talking about it way more often if we had it available to us here.
Yeah,
in
Las
Nevada.
Vegas, and Nevada in general, we don't have it, but there are some more offering that. I wish that they would. Obviously, that is more prevalent for our neighbors to the north and over in the UK and in Europe. So those are definitely good each way bets if you want to go with Gangji and Gandas.
Okay, I like it. So that is that the full card, Wes?
That is the full card.
All right.
And I may end up adding a couple like top 20s, which I haven't been doing as much on the DP World Tour, and I probably should, considering I haven't hit one yet on this tour this year. But I've had some guys, like I had several guys that were like, you know, top 10, top 20 last week. Paul Casey was actually in the mix to win the thing and, you know, traded out and eventually got a little piece of Jesper Svensson. But, you know, it's hard to hit these. It's very hard because, you know, you have some of the guys that are regular people on this tour and they're going all over. So then you get, like when they went to South Africa, you get Sunshine Tour players. This week you're getting Professional Golf Tour of India players, or you're getting, when they go to Japan Golf Tour players. So you're getting a lot of different people, and, you know, it's been a lot harder. I think with the addition of Liv, it's been a lot harder to handicap this tour.
Yeah, I get it though. With the top 20s are easy to beat yourself up about after the fact, but it is, you know, you hear us talk about that those markets a lot on our regular PGA Tour Long Shots podcast. I'm not even going to know what to call these different podcasts anymore. you know, we're just talking about a lot of those there, but we're using so many more stats that are available to us, and it's a lot easier to profile a golfer for a course, I would imagine, than it is for you doing this on the DP World Tour. So, I think I understand what you're saying, but I think if I was trying to bet DP World Tour, you know, this week, I wouldn't be launching a ton of money into a ton of different markets.
That's exactly. I mean, you know, that's exactly why I wish, you know, if you have each way betting, that's what you would certainly want to do for these guys, because then that maybe eliminates the placement markets depending on how deep you want to go. So, so no, I'm not going to be doing like, you know, and they're not really readily offered. I'm not going to be doing like top 40 for DP World Tour events. These would only be like top 10 or top 20 bets. But, you know, when you have enough exposure on these events anyway, you're always kind of reluctant to give yourself more.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so recap the bets for us one more time, Wes.
Bernd Wiesberger, 22-1. Shubhankar Sharma, 28-1. Adrian Otegi, 35-1. Matthias Schwab, 60-1. Darius Van Driel, 70-1. Rahil Gangji, 120-1. And Manu Gandas, 300-1.
All right, I like it. All right, that's going to do it for Around the World. Catch us tomorrow for the Houston Open on Long Shots.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.